Was Ajahn Chah an arahant? How can one tell when someone's work is done? Also, is it inappropriate to ask one's teacher if they are a stream enterer, once returner, etc.? You want to be careful what you ask. Ajahn Chah, one of the things, I remember him saying, you know, people project onto the teachers, call me this, call me that. And to me, I'm more like a tree that the birds can come and can feed in, and you know, I hopefully provide the fruit for people. But what I am is, it's just the chattering of the birds. So he certainly never sort of declared himself an arahant and never made a big statement or anything about different kinds of attainments, arahant, stream enterer, once returner. But what he did always pay attention to and to encourage people to ask is, are you suffering? Because that's the criterion that the Buddha gives for us to investigate. If there's still suffering, there's still work to be done. And that sense of keeping it simple, keeping experiential. And then, you know, how can one tell when someone's work is done? Only by inference, really, or by observation. The Buddha actually sort of says, you really can't tell another person's wisdom or attainment except through long observation, long contact. And even then, it's still not a sure thing. But one gets a sense, seeing somebody in many different types of situations, seeing them and recognizing that they don't fall for the normal patterns of greed, hatred, and delusion. It seems fairly consistent. But in the end, that one can't be 100% sure either, because you can't really know the mind of somebody else. I've seen both sides of the coin. There was one monk who, a couple monks had sort of said, oh, he's so calm, he's so composed, he must have some sort of attainment. A couple months after that, we had to take him to the psych ward. And then another place I went to, I remember that I didn't meet the monk myself, but the abbot of the monastery was telling me, he was the former abbot of the monastery, and he just seemed like a nice old man. Nothing particularly special. People were respectful, but not that impressed with him as a teacher while he was living. He died, and then they did the cremation. After the cremation's over, they go to collect the ashes, and just everything is turned to relics. There's all these wonderful crystals and relics and appeared. Yeah, sometimes you don't know.